a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It's good to have you. It's Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. I'm sitting next to, digitally, of course, my co-host, Salim. How you doing, man, Salim?
Good. I've been jonesing for this. It's been too long.
I know. I'm so jittery. I just called you Man Slim just because I'm, like, blurring my words already. It's been way too long. Been 2 weeks since our last one. How you been?
Good. You know, trying to win my baseball league. Did my best.
Yeah, we talked for a second about that. You won. I lost very, very marginally in my Roto League. Baseball. But baseball's over. I'm happy baseball's over. I'm pumped for hoops.
Are you waiting for me to say something? Yeah, baseball's over. Let's move on. I'm done.
All right, so
I don't have anybody in the playoffs. Not me.
Yeah, the Brewers aren't in the playoffs either. So we want to welcome everyone from the Fantasy Sports Network. This is our first podcast with you guys there. If you're listening to us on Razzball or downloaded on iTunes, hit up our friends, fantasysportsnetwork.com. They've got a ton of good content up there. And if you're listening to us on fantasysportsnetwork.com, we're Razzball Basketball, basketball.razzball.com. You can find all their stuff on there. We've got ranks on there. Everything's for free. We love having comments. Please come up and comment. Put your team on there. We'll tell you how you did in your draft. So thanks for listening to us. And we're excited to be with you this year. Oh, man. So, I'm back in the country. Sorry if I was a little slow with comments here and there. I put it in the post yesterday. But I was in Oktoberfest. Germany's awesome. Oktoberfest was awesome. I barely remember it, but it was awesome. Have you ever...
How's your German coming?
Sprechen nein German. Sprechen nein Deutsch. I even got that wrong. I used to speak a little German before, when I got to, 5, 6 years old, and then I forgot it all. It was easy to get around, though, and a lot of people spoke English, and people were really nice. It was so much fun. Munich's a beautiful city. It was a ton of fun. Have you ever been out of the country?
Nope, never once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And by out of the country, I of course mean out of your homeland of Australia, right?
Oh, yeah, that country. No, I don't even own a passport.
Really? You should get one of those.
Yeah, I've had options, but I don't know.
What if you have
just drive somewhere?
What if you? What if there's an emergency? You have to. What if Red Dawn happens? What are you gonna do?
I guess I'm walking because there ain't gonna be no planes flying.
You're walking to Mexico or Canada. But yeah, you should get a passport and come with me to Oktoberfest. It's a ton of fun. We could wear Lederhosen together.
Okay.
It's funny, at least half the people there dressed up. I thought it'd be, one of those, kitschy things, only a couple of people would dress up. But no, it's, half the people there. It was really cool.
You mean, full-on cliche?
Oh, yeah. Full-on, and then all the, big malls. There were so many places to buy later things, on the side of the road or in malls. It was, people, talk about a city, embracing an event. It's just... It was out of control. All right, well, let's hop into some real fantasy basketball news here.
That's why we're here.
Showergate. That's what I'm calling it. Showergate. Rajon Rondo broke his hand. Going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. I saw a report that someone thinks it's going to be 10 to 15 games, which means definitely on the high end of eight weeks. A lot of interesting things coming out. People saying that he was spotted at a trampoline park, and then Rondo saying he showers 5 times a day. Who knows what's going on? All that matters is he's going to be out for a little bit.
Yeah, that is all I care about.
What does this do for Rondo for you? Are you moving him way down, just a little bit down? What are you doing with Rondo?
Certainly down. I mean, we're close to top 50 now. I mean, he can't leave the sixth round, let's say, in a 12er. Like top, what would that be, 60? Because there's just no assists after that. There's you've got to take the upside. So probably somewhere in the 40s. Where'd we have him before? Maybe early 30s?
Yeah, I actually...
I would say mid-40s.
I kind of pulled what I did with Trey Burke. I loved Trey Burke last year. Then he got hurt, and that saved me from a really bad rank. I think it's going to do the same with Rondo. I have him right now. It's terrible. I have him 23rd. Luckily, re-ranks are coming out tomorrow, so...
Oh, that's the new rank? No, that's the old rank.
The old rank is 23rd. So we're going to get into the, not quite yet, but we're going to get into my updated rankings, which are going to be out tomorrow. I have him re-ranked now all the way down to 58.
Yeah, if he's there, I'd definitely take him. Someone's going to take him before then, though. So that ranking means you're passing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm kind of taking it as an omen that... I ranked him too high. A lot of people...
Take an omen second round.
A lot of people... Well, no. I didn't mean omen as in Damian Lillard. You confused me. Why are you confusing me? No, of course I'm taking Damian Lillard second round. But I'm taking it as a negative sign that I had him so high and people gave me a little bit of flack. So I'm taking it as a sign. Move him way down. I don't want him on my team.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of people in the comments who don't like Rondo, and
yeah,
they're swaying me too.
Yeah,
I'm kind of glad that I get to avoid him after this.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, did you see that he said? I think I said this. He takes 5 showers a day because it helps him concentrate on game day. I mean, talk about drying out your skin. Sheesh, or doing something else. I don't want to go there. But that's a lot of focus before a game. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, that's like every. I mean, what about a day game? Does he take 2 or 3 showers in the morning? Like, come on, that's every 2 hours.
I'll take 2 showers if I'm really hungover, just because it helps wake me up. But that's
2 showers in a day. That's not crazy. I mean, most people probably, half the people probably do that, but yeah, I couldn't imagine how dry I would be after 5 times a day.
Yeah. So, the other big part of that news is obviously Marcus Smart, the darling of many of people's rookie fetishes. You know, he was a guy I loved in college. I talked about wanting him to get him on dynasty leagues, but his hype just, I thought, got out of control because he's a point guard that doesn't shoot threes. He's not a big assist guy. But now it looks like he's going to start at point guard for at least, you know, the first 10 games with Rondo out. How high is this going to move up Smart for you? Are you going to be drafting him now?
Yeah, I'll draft him, but he's still not going to make it out of the, I mean, last 2 rounds, you know, just a flyer upside. He's probably going to get moved out once, you know, I'm going to drop once Rondo comes back. So I wouldn't take him too high. I wouldn't trade for him.
Yeah,
I'd play him. He's going to be a nice little streamer for the first couple weeks, but I wouldn't go anything past that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, as I just said, I wasn't huge on him anyway. I have him right now 178th. I just did the re-rankings. Tomorrow he'll come out. He moved up from 178 to 144 for me. So I mean, a little bit of a move up, but 144 is still barely draftable. I don't know. I have him right next to Avery Bradley, his teammate. You know, I think that's about the range where you can comfortably take Marcus Smart for me. But I know some people love him and think that Rondo could be traded at the deadline. I will say that I think Rondo with this injury, especially if he comes back a little slow, it's going to be really hard for Boston to trade him in a deadline deal now.
Yeah, well, I think... Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen if he doesn't come back right. I mean, he could very well just sit there if he doesn't come back right. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, and I mean, I do too, but this definitely doesn't help his trade value on a deadline deal.
Yeah, no, he's not going to get traded until he plays. That's for sure.
Yeah, And I don't know. I think a lot of the upside for Smart was if Rondo gets shipped out. Now it's not going to happen until at least midway through the season. And I don't think he's going to get traded this year at all. So, other point guard news. Ramon Sessions signs with Sacramento. I don't know why he was on the market so long. He's a really good backup point guard. A lot of people worried, a lot of Collison owners. We both like Darren Collison a lot. He has a big contract. They've still got a lot of faith in him. I think he's still fine. If anything, I think this helps Collison a little bit, if anyone's scared. I just think this hurts McCallum more than anything.
Yeah, he was a second-round pick. I don't think McCallum was ever expected to be a starter in, like, long term. So I don't think they ever had that expectation of him.
Yeah, me either. Sessions was a really useful player even when he was behind Kemba Walker in the Bobcats days. Not less last year, more the year before.
End of the year last year for Milwaukee, he put up some nice numbers when he was good, when he had the starting job.
Also true. So I moved him from obviously unranked. I didn't want to rank him without being on a team yet. I moved him all the way up to 141. So I actually have him ahead of Smart. I mean, I think you might want Smart for the first couple weeks over Sessions, but long term, I mean, I think Sessions is going to play and play a lot.
A lot? I mean, I guess there's no real, well, could they play them both together, Collison and Sessions?
Yeah.
It sounds small.
I mean, it's small, but I think they can. I mean, by a lot, I'm saying, 23 to 25 minutes a game. Not like 30 okay. minutes a game.
Yeah. And then if something does happen to Collison, then, I mean, Sessions could theoretically play his way into that starting job. That's not out of the question.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's a guy that's, a little interesting with your last pick. Especially if you drafted Collison, insurance. I dropped McCallum out of the top 200. There's no reason to have him in the top 200 anymore. Do you agree with that?
I didn't know he was ever in the top 200.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where I had him before. It wasn't very high, that's for sure. I mean, he was pretty good in the second half last year, in that last little run in April. I had him 183, so it's not like... Okay. I had him as a big.
I think even as a starter, he was shooting 36 to 38%, something around there. It's just he wasn't ready at all for that role.
Yeah, yeah. So you can confidently not worry about Ray McCallum anymore. So other big news, man, the Suns and their free agency ways. Man, talk about some kumbaya hippie stuff going on. Man, they're doing all sorts of family deals. So first we got, we'll talk about the brothers first, the Morris twins. You were telling me about what they did. You're going to have to explain this to me again, because I've never heard anything like this.
What I read was they told the twins that they were going to get $52 million total over 4 years for both of them together. And they could figure out amongst themselves how they wanted to split that up. And they came back with, Markieff gets $8 million a year. And Marcus gets $5 million a year. And it was completely accepted, and everyone is happy. This was, I've never heard of this before, ever. And it worked out beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, talk about keeping your players happy. Because there's that. And then the second set of brothers, they sign Goran Dragic's little brother, Zoran Dragic. Goran and Zoran. They signed Zoran for... 2 years, $4 million. And they're going to need Goran to sign next year, hopefully, if he opts out and re-signs. Then on top of that, Eric Bledsoe gets $72 million, and he's finally happy. Man, the Suns are got to be one of the most player-happy teams to play for right now.
Yeah, and they did actually all play pretty well last year. It's going to be a good team. I mean, it's tough in the West, but... they could definitely make noise in the 8th, 7th, possibly 6th seed in the West.
Yeah, they really could. And one of my big sleepers is Alex Lynn this year, because I think people have just completely forgotten about who he even is. And the only person in front of him is Miles Plumlee. I don't know. If Lynn or Miles Plumlee can play decent this year... that's going to be a really, really good team, because we both love Markieff. Obviously, the guards are elite. They can run IT2 with everyone. It's going to be a really good team.
Yeah, I don't think that Lynn actually needs to be that good. I mean, I read reports about Markieff bulking up and trying to get some center minutes, and then Marcus playing some power forward. And that team's going to run.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of the most exciting teams to watch. I mean, Gerald Green, for as much as I hate on him as a fantasy player, even though he had a ridiculously lucky year last year. That's all I'm going to say. He's exciting to watch. So, yeah. So, I mean, go Suns. If you're a Suns fan, I think you're pretty happy right now.
The way they work that deal, I'm a Suns fan now.
Yeah, no, I think I might be too. The Suns will be my West team, while the Heat will be your East team, and the Hornets will be mine. So,
well, the Jazz are my West team.
What? Why are the Jazz your West team?
I don't know why I enjoy watching the Jazz. I just do. It's like my hidden pleasure. I watch the Jazz and, you know, it's like the Voice.
It's like enjoying watching Schindler's List. It's watching a tragedy. What are you talking about? I mean, at least they have exciting players. But, yeah. Oh, well. All right. So let's go into some of my updated rankings. This will be out tomorrow. Sometime, I don't know when, early, mid-morning, early afternoon. I don't know. I got to get it finished. But so I've gone through, updated with news bits and just some other, you know, things that I thought I did wrong before. Nothing more eloquent to say there. So I'll let you look through the list here. Tell me what you think of the updated rankings so far.
Well, the big one is Harden ahead of Paul, which we talked about before, and I'm glad you did that because I've been preaching that one for a little while now.
Yeah, Harden's out of position assists. Obviously, he's going to blow Paul away in points. And, you know, with Lynn gone, Patrick Beverly is not exactly a facilitator. Harden's probably going to get a career high in assists. I mean, I like them both still, but Harden should have a pretty nasty year. His second half last year was
absolutely. And Harden was going to. It has category-winning free throw percent, which Chris Paul doesn't have enough volume to do that.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, I still think they're close. I couldn't really fault anyone for taking one or the other, but I think Harden's a pretty clear number five.
Why is Love still eight?
You know, I was looking at Fantasy Pros, and people have him higher, a lot higher than that. I don't know. I think he's still going to have a good year.
I don't know about number eight, though. I mean, you take Love, you have so many categories you have to make up for, and that's assuming he does give what he did with the Timberwolves, which could very well come way down. There's too much risk there for a first-round pick, I think.
I think the numbers come down a little bit, but he was obviously top five last year. I think he's gonna be. I think the field goal percentage goes up. I think he's gonna be great in percentages for a guy that hits threes, so many rebounds. Rebounds is still a cat, Slim.
Yeah, it is. Even if, you know, Dang gets the same amount once he starts, but that's besides the point.
All right, let's hope Dang starts.
I know. I don't want to hope Peck goes down, but. Man, I want Gorgie to start.
I think everyone does. Did you see I moved Kawhi up to 17th?
Yeah, ahead of the point guard run.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit.
There was a quote from Pop the other day that's pretty much saying, all right, it's Kawhi's time to be groomed into the superstar of the league. You know, you got to take that at face value. And with Pop's face, it's a pretty annoying face. It's a pretty ugly face. But he's got everything there to bring back first round return. The risk is just the minutes. So
minutes and usage.
Yeah.
He doesn't touch the ball enough.
Yeah, makes that.
I don't know that he doesn't touch the ball. He's just so willing to move it around around the horn that he doesn't. Take it. I think that's what Pop is saying. I want him to be aggressive. And when he's aggressive, he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
But it's on Kawhi to be aggressive.
Yeah. And I mean, if you anyone that's watched him play knows that he can take over games. So let's just hope that happens if you're a Kawhi owner.
Yeah. The question is his willingness to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And if Duncan goes down, you know, he's going to be a first round value. I mean, he was first round value at several points last year once he came back from his little injury.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Got Bosch up a couple spots.
Yep, I see that.
Think he's going to be good. Not much to say there. I only moved him up 3 or 4, but when you're in the top 30, that's big. MCAW moved him down just a couple, but I'm still going to be the highest on him in the industry. I'm fine with that. So
by far. And people are talking about getting him in the 6th round, which is crazy.
Yeah. So I moved him to 30th. I think I had him 27 before. I'm pulling it up now.
Although it should be mentioned that he's not going to play in the preseason.
He's got a shoulder injury. It is a little concerning. I am monitoring closely, crossing my fingers. But yeah, moved him down to 26 to 30. That still means I'm going to get him on all my teams, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, compared to the other, he doesn't need to be ranked that high. You can put him down into the 40s, and you're still so much higher than everyone else.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this a little bit before about, you know, how much one person's rankings has to factor in how everyone else's drafts, how ADP, how everyone else's rankings are going. You know, because I did the top 50 before Yahoo and ESPN had even launched. So there were no rankings really out there. So I was kind of doing it all just on my own perception. So I think I'm going to kind of just stick with how my perception is. You know, that still means I'm getting NCW in the 4th round. I'm not going to get them where I know that I can temper expectations a little bit, but I don't know.
For sure. I mean, you got Drummond a couple spots after him, and I don't think there's a single league that has Drummond being drafted after MCW.
Yeah, which is true. So maybe I should flip-flop those. You might be right, but
Drummond at 33, we could move him higher. 33 still seems, you know, he could go up a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I only moved him from 36, but I felt it was enough to emphasize. He's still a guy that's probably not going to end up on any of my teams, but I don't think he's going to have a bad year. It's just kind of team philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, you got Marcus Gasol and Joakim Noah right before him. There probably is scenarios where you're going to take those two before Drummond, so I'm good with that. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then I have, you know, have all of those guys behind the point guard run because the premium on point guards, which we've talked about a few times. There's just so few point guards that offer the big assists once you get out of the 60s that I think you got to get those big-name guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Favors still at 39.
No, I love that. Well, I mean, he moved up, I mean, from 41 to 39. I bet we're some of the only places that you'll see him top 40.
We're seeing him drafted in the 5th, even 6th round in mocks. So. Yeah.
He's a huge favorite for both of us.
Yeah, I really want him on every team. There's a few players that I want on every team. He is absolutely one of them.
Yeah, in my first RCL draft, which if you're a new listener, that's a Razzball Commentary Leagues. That's our fan leagues. If you go to basketball.razzball.com, go over to RCL Leagues in the top menu. You can join a fan league. I didn't get him, and I really wanted to. That's all I was going to say there.
Yeah.
So let's try to rapid fire a couple more. See Thaddeus Young, I moved up to 50. I moved DeRozan up a little bit.
Those two, you know, versus each other is pretty. So what do you got? You still have my boy Parsons ahead. Yep, Parsons ahead.
Oh yeah, I still have Parsons a good bit ahead.
Because I don't think that's pretty uncommon to have Parsons ahead of Young right now.
Really? Yeah, I know you did one of your Versus series. Slim's been doing some draft day comparisons of guys that are fairly close.
Yeah, that one didn't come out close at all.
Yeah, you took Parsons, right? Or you took
easily.
Young? Yeah.
In like 7 out of 8 categories, or 7 out of 9, like it was bad.
Yeah, and I have Parsons 38 all the way, and then Thaddeus 50. I don't know. I got Parsons in my RCL league with a great draft pick. I think I got him 5th round in a 12-teamer. Yeah, that's getting closer to the 60s. I thought that was great value.
Yeah, that's phenomenal, especially when you already have your point guards taken care of because he adds a goodly amount of assists.
Yeah. So let's go. I'm just gonna kind of. We talked about Rondo already falling to 58. Oh, I moved your boyfriend, the Manimal.
Yay. I moved him somewhat. I'd like to see it a little higher, but somewhat.
Yeah, 66 is still. That's probably closer to average. I only moved him up from 72 to 66, but.
I think that's about where Yahoo has him.
Yeah, taking another look at his second half, it was pretty dirty. He's gonna have a good year.
And he's could very well bring up those steals and blocks to be a top 50 guy. There's no question about the just sheer talent and athleticism.
Mm-hmm. Giannis, I moved up to 75. I had him previously 81, so that's not a huge jump. I moved Tyreke Evans down to 86. I had him 79, so that's not a huge drop, but we didn't mention this in news, but he's going to be out 3 to 5 weeks with a hamstring strain. We talked about 2 weeks ago that he had some lingering knee soreness with arthroscopic knee surgery. And what really perturbs me with that is he hurt his hamstring playing pickup while a week after there was a news report saying he had a knee concern. So why the hell is he playing pickup basketball?
That's a very good question. But okay. I'm absolutely avoiding at all costs now. 10th, 11th round maybe, but other than that, I'm not going anywhere near him.
Yeah, he might go down more if this hamstring, 3 to 5 weeks, that's getting to the season. So we'll have to monitor how Evans is doing then. I moved Henson up to 94. I said I wanted to move him in top 100 when I first did the ranks, and I just missed him in the top 100 the first go through. News came out that he was going to start afterwards too. That's
yeah. Weird. There's a kid came out and said that Larry Sanders is the anchor of our defense or something along those lines. So there's no guarantee on Henson.
Yeah, I mean obviously there's. I just think Henson and Sanders even in 26 to 28 minute roles, if those are consistent minutes, they're both going to be top 100 players just because of their upside. Obviously Henson can't hit free throws, but other than that, I think he's going to be solid. I moved Jordan Hill way up. I bet you'd like that one.
Yeah, that's nice. I had him about there, but you want to trust it. But after last year, it's so hard. But then there's a new coach, and you want to trust it because I have a feeling I'm going to wind up not getting him.
Yeah, I moved him from 117 to 96. That's one of the biggest movers of the top 100. I just look back at his numbers. All he needs is the role. And, I mean, things could change with preseason news. But I'm starting to really, really like him as a big man to target in your 10th round or so.
Yeah, there's block upside, there's high rebounds upside, there's good field goals with not killing your free throws. There's everything to like, except for what's going to happen. But, at 96, they're so far down that I would take that risk.
There's Why everything not? To like, except for the reality,
You said the same thing last year, I think.
I probably did. There's everything to like about Trey Burke, except for the fact he's not very good at basketball. So one of the big things we talked about last week was the news coming out that Pekovic is going to be limited to 27 minutes a game. Then the other day, Flip Saunders said 26 to 27 minutes. So it's going down every time. Next time it'll be 23 minutes, and next thing you know, he's never going to play. So I moved him all the way down to 116. He's a guy we're both not touching at all.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely. There's no way. I have him at 30 minutes and Gorgie at 20. I'm going to have to redo those projections based off of there's no way that Peck is getting 30 and Gorgie is only getting 20. So,
I had him 82 before, so he's another big mover down to 116. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world for him. I mean, he's never gotten through a full season. So I moved Dang all the way up to 106. I think you want him over Pekovic. I know that's a little bit of reaching, but if he's going to play he was just so good at the end of last year. He won a lot of people their leagues. I think he's worth it, and just because you limit Pekovic's numbers doesn't mean he's not going to get hurt again.
Yeah, he is injury prone. He has that tag. He will never not have that tag. I don't want him. I don't see them just giving the minutes to Gorgie unless they're ready to throw the season.
Well,
so that's the only thing. Early, I don't know if he's going to be worth that rank early.
Yeah.
But I think it'll grow as the season grows.
And unfortunately, the ghost of Ronnie Turioff is still there.
Yeah, I read that too. That's so unfortunate.
Yeah. So while I like Turioff, he always seems to play hard. That's just going to ruin that whole situation if he plays 15 minutes a game. Another big man I moved up was Henry Sims. You know, the Sixers, it's MCW and Noel, and then there's just so much uncertainty. But they came out and said Sims is going to be the starter. Embiid seems to have less and less optimistic news for coming back earlier than anyone thinks. And Sims was really good last year. I mean, he wasn't like off the charts. He wasn't Jang at the end of the year, but he was really consistent and doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, obviously he's a big man, but still for a journeyman big man to play big minutes and not turn the ball over and have decent numbers, I think he's the guy to target with your last pick or two.
Yeah, do you see I gave him 28 minutes on my projection. I was already ahead of this.
Mm-hmm. You were, and he was a guy you liked before you helped guide me in the direction of this improvement. 158 before, I moved him all the way up to 114, so went from probably undrafted to a guy. He might be, if you've already had your draft, look at your wire and see if you need big man help.
Well, the big thing is he's not going to block shots.
Yeah.
That kind of man. But he is a decent free throw percent big man, so he has uses, you just have to get him in the right spot.
Exactly. So if you have blocks covered, need a little free throw help, he's the guy to go after. Just a couple more. Let me go through here. Augustina moved up to 149. It seems to be only encouraging news for him and nothing encouraging for Brandon Jennings. I think he could play his way to a starting role. I moved Wes Johnson up to 160. I had him in the 190s before. That was
where did Alex Burks go?
I moved him way down, 162.
Yeah, way down.
I
don't know about that.
Well, I re-looked at his numbers, and he's just going to score. He's not going to do anything else. And I think they have all the reason in the world to play like Schindler's List and get Exum back in there and just give Exum minutes. I don't know. I've completely soured on Burks and the Jazz in general.
Well, the thing is that they got rid of Marvin Williams and Jefferson, but so I think they don't have a choice. I have trouble just saying his name.
I know you do.
They don't even have a choice. Like, Gordon Hayward has to play forward. He can't play a guard anymore. So those minutes are just, there's so many now. They're basically an extra 36 minutes at the guard spot. And Burks is going to take them.
Yeah, but I mean, in the second half, when the Jazz have a record of 4-40, they're just gonna play Exum all the time. I mean, why the hell
not? You think so? Burks is only 23.
Yeah, Exum's only like 19, and he's Australian. He has such a cool accent. How can you not play him?
Yeah, that's not really fair comparison. Burks got that lowly American going on, but. I don't know. There's still so much upside for Burks. If he does start, because he was a decent three-point guy, 5% last year, at least league average, 35, 36. So if he takes more of those, gets down on the defensive end, and can get those steals up to 1-2, 1-3, that's a phenomenal end of the draft pick.
Yeah, maybe I dropped him too low. You might be right, but I also moved Exum down to 184. I had him 143, and I said it was too high even when I did it, but I was just lazy and didn't change it when I went through. Exum's not a guy you're touching. One last guy I want to talk about. I ranked Russ Smith 185. Second round pick of the Pelicans. The Pelicans seem to hate Austin Rivers. It looks like Smith's taking the backup point guard role. Drew Holiday is, you know, obviously no lock to play the whole season, even though we both like Holiday. And Smith was really good in summer league. I mean, we're talking 185 overall here. But I think he's an interesting guy in really deep leagues, or if you're a holiday owner in like 16 teamers, to be sure you have on your team.
Yeah, he's a good little player. I haven't gone through to see what to project him yet, but he can play. That's for sure. He's definitely Austin Rivers. I can't believe what is Austin Rivers? He's a top 10 draft pick, wasn't he?
Something like that. There's something going on there that they just don't.
Yeah, that one never worked out. And if they're willing to give this second round rookie the backup job over Austin Rivers, then they're done with Austin Rivers.
I mean, they gave the backup job to Brian Roberts over Austin Rivers. We all saw Brian Roberts play. So
yeah, even when he was terrible, he couldn't get rid of the job. So yeah, Russ Smith will more than likely be Austin Rivers for that backup minutes.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
All right, so let's transition into team reviews. So as we talked about 2 weeks ago, we're going to start reviewing commenters' teams. If you're new listening to this, please, you know, keep posting if we didn't talk about your team this time. We're obviously not going to talk about everyone's team. There's just not enough time. But if you go to this post, this podcast, 9/30/2014, put a little comment in there, say, you know, please review on your next podcast, post your team in there, what order you got your draft picks in, and we'll talk about and review your team. So we're only going to probably spend about a minute per team because, we could talk hoops in one person's team for hours, but we're just going to run through these. So
people don't even know how long I spend on each comment when I make a comment.
Yes.
I probably should tell them, but it's a lot longer than they think. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and I mean, I pay attention to comments too, but I'll be frank. I don't give them as much time and thought as Slim does. Slim is awesome with comments. I mean, not to say I don't give people comments, but our comments, we actually take them seriously. We actually want to try to give help and be constructive. We don't just say yes, no to questions. So, yeah. Again, if you're listening to us on Fantasy Sports Network, go over to basketball.rasball.com, click on the podcasts tab. You can put your team on there, give us any sort of information you want, and we'll review your team. So first one we've got from commenter CTMN, 11th pick overall. We're obviously not going to talk about every player, but I'm looking at this team, and it's got a lot of people I like on it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Wall, Ibaka, 1-2. I would love that if I had the 8th pick, I would love that. It does the 8th through 12th pick, that would be, it's pretty much my target. I mean, we have them, 7 and 9, something like that?
I think so, yeah. So, awesome start there. Got great point guard depth. We've been talking about that all preseason. Wall, Lawson, Michael Carter-Williams in the 6th round. I obviously have him way higher. Calderon in the 7th. Calderon's kind of that last tier of point guards that can give you assists. Having 4 quality assists point guards, well, even MCW's right. Not really a huge assist, but, you know, 3 big assist guys. This team's going to go places.
And Gordon Hayward. So it's exactly. 4 point guards plus good out-of-position assists. It's not going to lose that category.
Mm-hmm. And Drummond and Ibaka give big-time boards and blocks. Got Draymond Green late, who we both like. We both love Antioch.
Right. We can complain about the turnovers, but when you have that many good players, it's going to happen.
Yeah. So you get 3 applauses, yeah. CTMN.
Yeah, that's a 10 out of 10. There's nothing I don't like there. I'd draft every one of those guys if I had the opportunity where he drafted them.
Yep. So good job. All right. So, I should mention that draft was on September 16th. So, I mean, nothing really changed for that team. This one also September 16th for Kang's team. Punting free throw strategy. We've talked about this a little bit. I'm not a huge free throw punter, but this team, they drafted Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan, Brandon Jennings, John Henson, Omer Asik. Lots of free that team's going to lose free throws.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. They also went Kemba Walker, Ariza, Brandon Jennings. It didn't get those good field goal percent guys to make sure that category wasn't lost.
Mm-hmm. And lots of assists or turnovers, guys. They're going to win threes and going to win boards and blocks, but I think Tyreke Evans in the 6th and Brandon Jennings in the 7th were too early for those guys.
Yeah, and it's only 3 point guards. It's short a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up 1 short. Yeah, Tyreke should be a solid extra guy, and you know maybe he'll make it competitive, but we're not looking for competitive. We want to win.
So I think this team with a little grooming could do better. I do like that they got Rodney Stuckey in the 11th round. He says it's his sleeper of the year. It's a big sleeper we've talked about. I don't think – I mean, he's not going to all of a sudden get 9 assists a game, but he's going to be a good scorer, chip in a couple assists. I think he's going to be a good player. So, all right, Commenter Czar's team, September 16th as well. They had the 7th pick.
Yep, another RCL.
And I think it's a pretty decent team. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I got some issues with it. The first 1, 2, 3, 4 went Paul, Horford, Noah, Rubio. That means the first 4 picks didn't get anyone that's going to give you 20 points. Not a single one.
Mm-hmm.
Points are going to be a problem.
I mean, Horford's coming off a career high in scoring, given in a small sample last year, but...
But that's only about 18, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to get to 20, but... yeah, this team's going to be offensively challenged. I agree there. I do love seeing MCW at 66. I mean, that's obviously a huge steal for me. But
yeah, and he managed to get some pretty good bigs with Sanders Bogut and Amir Johnson and Mason Miles Plumlee. So field goal percent's good. Blocks are solid, but it needs another point guard. Chris Paul, Rubio, MCW, it's good. It's not enough.
Yeah, and definitely need a little more scoring there. While Noah at 31 is pretty good value, if he has I don't know, maybe he's a guy to trade just because he's pretty much the only thing that's going to get a pretty good haul. I don't know. So try to get a couple more points, maybe one more point guard, I think would help that team a lot. So a couple of players in my RCL league asked to have their teams reviewed, so we'll go through these real quick. Team Jonas, this draft was on September 10th. He had the first pick. He didn't screw up the first pick. He got Durant first. Good job! We've heard some people screwing that up, so.
There's no way anyone should mess that up.
I know, but we've seen it. They got a lot of people that are players I like. But I don't really think this team came together that great.
No, I'm worried about the rebounding. Durant, Lowry, Nowitzki, Oladipo, Nerlens Noel. Where's the bigs?
Yeah.
I'm worried about it. I'm worried about the rebounding, and I'm worried about the blocks. I mean, they're okay with the late picks, but, you know, JV, Hawes, Amir Johnson, Sims, but nobody there really blocks more than one shot a game.
Yeah, and while I like Noel a lot, and I think Nowitzki at 25 is good value, I don't know. I think even at 73, Giannis was a reach, even though he's a guy we both like a ton. 73 is really early to get Giannis, but I think he knew reading Razzball that he was going to go early. and that's kind of sucks for Jonas, is that he had the reach around picks, you know, after Durant first. You know, so he's not picking again for 24 picks, 23 picks. So he kind of.
I'm trying to avoid the reach around comment, but it's so difficult.
Yeah, well, everyone's got to reach around every now and then. It's just how it goes.
If you're not, then what's the point?
Exactly, exactly. Also in my RCL league, Osuvi, I guess that's how you say that. I don't know. He had the 7th pick, got Chris Paul at 7th. I think that's good value. Got a lot of point guards early. I don't think the big men are going to be able to carry him, though.
No, that's definitely the problem here. The blocks are nowhere near enough. You know, even the threes aren't great. I mean, Chris Paul isn't a high-end three-point shooter. Kawhi, Drew, Kemba Walker. But after that, there's nobody there that shoots over one a game. Well, Wesley Matthews. But after that, nobody.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, just to like look, if you're gonna pick guards, your first first 5 picks, his big men ended up being West, Hibbert, Varejao, and Mason Plumlee. That's his only big men.
Yeah, there's problems here.
That team's gonna struggle. I think Osuvi, I love you, man, but I think you're gonna need to make a trade or two. Maybe Hibbert if he starts hot or something like that.
Man, there's only 2 point guards too. There's some moves to be made here. It's a little wing heavy. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You got Felton, Schumpert, and Wilson Chandler. I think there's probably some guys on the free agent list that I might like more than those.
Yeah. So and Felton at 151. I don't even have him top 200. I don't think he's going to be a factor. You could probably pick someone up there too. So, all right, last team for today. Like I said, if we didn't get to your team this time, repost. We don't mind at all. Repost your team. Be sure to put it on this podcast, or you can put it anywhere, but this is the easiest way to
this would be ideal.
And Nino, you're the man. You put, could you rate on your next podcast? So we knew exactly where to put it. So just put, you know, rate on the podcast or whatever, and we'll try to get to as many as we can. So Nino, this was on September 20th, or at least this is when he commented. He had the 8th pick. I love the first 3 picks, but I think this one's big men challenge as well. Big man challenge.
Well, that's what he was going for. It's 10-team, 8 cats, so we can ignore turnovers, which tends to mean you want a guard-heavy lineup.
Agree.
But, yeah, I mean, Wall, Lillard, Millsap, but then Ellis and Thad and Oladipo. I mean, if I'm going to – there's too many categories getting punted here. It's only an 8-category league. Field goal percent, rebounds – I mean, they got Hibbert, but that's not enough. Blocks, that's 3 categories that are basically being punted in an 8-category league.
Mm-hmm.
That means you cannot lose any category the entire year. I don't like that.
And, yeah, he commented he went for assists, 3 steals, points, and free throw percentage. But I agree. I think it's a little too much punt heavy. Maybe while I love Wall, Lillard, Millsap, I mean, I have Millsap ahead of anyone else in fantasy right now at 13th. I love those 3, but I think if you had went a big man over Ellis, I think this would have really changed the face of this team.
Yeah, yeah. Oladipo, Beal especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of trade value here, though.
Exactly. So
this team can really get those deficiencies worked out.
What if he could trade Ellis for Favors?
Oh, yeah. Ellis for Favors. So he would be... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And I think who has Favors would probably want to take that. So.
Yeah, I don't... Unless they're seriously strapped for bigs, then yeah. I mean, I would start with Thaddeus, though.
Yeah. That's another guy to start
with. He doesn't really do those things you want. He's not a big assist guy. He's not a big threes guy. He's terrible at free throw percent. Why is he really there?
Yeah.
For steals, steals aren't a problem.
So, yeah, maybe get Ellis, trade him for Favors, and trade Thad Young for a Noel. And then all of a sudden you got some upside bigs.
Yeah, that would be big. that would change many categories.
Yeah. All right, so last couple minutes here. You seen any good movies since last time we're here? I got to say, when you fly transatlantic, you can catch up on so many movies. It was fantastic.
Which one did you see?
Let's see. I saw the new X-Men. I saw Godzilla. I watched 22 Jump Street. Captain America Winter Soldier, which I liked until the end. I thought the end was too CGI-ish. I thought the action scenes were really cool until the end. But it was still good.
What about Superman? Did you see Superman?
No, I still haven't seen Superman yet. But
oh my god, the end of Superman is so ridiculous. It's probably 10 minutes straight of them just throwing each other through buildings.
So it's
there is like no words, no other action involved. It's just throw through another building.
So
it's 10 minutes easy.
It's kind of like the Brazilian Fast and Furious. I don't know which one that was, where The Rock and Vin Diesel apparently they just throw each other through buildings for a while.
Well, this is Superman, but yeah, very simple.
I saw, if you're a filmy person, I saw Jodorowsky's Dune, which is a documentary about a movie.
I saw that.
You did see that?
Of course I did. Come on, I watch everything.
Yeah, that's a good point. You watch more than I do, but that was great. I love Jodorowsky.
That was really fun.
If you're interested in seeing pre-production of a movie that would have been the most ridiculous movie ever made. Which it actually really sounded like it.
The artwork is so good. So dark and like, you know, and metal. It's so good.
Not metal. If you like the Alien movies, which I remember watching it, yeah. I was like, Dan O'Bannon and H.R. Giger, they did Alien, and then they talk about Alien. Yeah. So those are some movies to check out. You have any other recommendations for this week?
Oh, man, I still haven't seen the season finale of Ray Donovan. That show is so good.
It's Leah Schreiber,
I don't think Point One, but it's really good show. I think it's Showtime.
Yeah. I need to check that one out. I'm so behind on shows, but
yeah, that's on its second season. I'm sure you can get the first season on Netflix, but that's a really, really good one. I mean, there aren't many Showtime shows that I'm a big fan of. Most of the ones I like are HBO, but that one really surprised.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to catch up that a little bit this next week now that baseball's over. Whew. But yeah, and big news for us, if you stuck with us this long, we're going to 2 week on Razzball.com next week. So we're excited with preseason starting up. We actually have some preseason games to talk about. That's exciting.
Next week, yeah. Go to fourth or fifth, something like that, I think the game start. Yeah, I'm ready.
So, actually seeing some guys on the court in non-FIBA ball or summer ball.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and seeing a coach actually, start messing with a rotation.
If Jason Kidd messes with rotations again on the Bucks, I don't know what I'm going to do. Get the Razzies out. Polish off Larry Drew's Razzie, and we'll give it to Kidd. So that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks again if you're on the Fantasy Sports Network. Check us out, basketball.razzball.com. And everyone have a good week. We'll catch you next week, and I'll catch you next week, man.
Yeah, see you in a couple days now.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Take it easy.
A much better 2 weeks. That wasn't right. You're not allowed to go on vacation anymore. I think I speak for all of Razzball that JB is not allowed to go on vacation for that long.
My hangover the next morning agrees. All right, take it easy, man.
All right, thanks.